famous Rambams. Chayev Adam Lizar b'mezuzah mipnei shichovas hakol tamid. It's always a chiyuv. Watch this. V'kol zman sheyikanes v'yetze yipaga b'yichud Hashem shmol shal kodesh baruch hu v'yizkar avaso v'yeir mishinaso v'shigiyosa v'hebli hazman. Wow. The mezuzah has Shema on it. So every time you walk into the house, walk into a room, you're pogea. What does that mean? You're confronted. You pass by Hashem's name, Shema. And you think about it for half a second. And it reminds you of what's important in life. And to wake up from your slumber of being absorbed in Hevelei Hazman. He calls that here temporal vanities. We call it, you know, just wasting time. We get involved in just wasting our time, totally not productive. You just go with the flow of whatever people do. And Jews are supposed to be different. Jews are supposed to be Hashem focused and mitzvah focused. So every time you walk by a mezuzah, oh, that's the Shema's in there. Kabbalah's mitzvos, Hashem. That's what it was supposed to teach you. V'yeda she'ein tav ha'omed li'olam li'omei olamim el yedias tzur ha'olam. Woo! Wow. And the only thing which lasts forever is our knowledge of Hashem. Wow. Nothing else lasts forever. Knowledge of Hashem means you learn the Torah, you do mitzvos, you're focused. The only thing which lasts forever is that knowledge. Wow. Umiyad, and immediately, who chozer l'dayto v'holich b'darkei misharim. And right away he goes, he returns to himself, and he goes in the proper path. This means as follows. This means, if a person is mindful of Hashem's existence, then he will most likely do the right thing. I'll say it again. If a person is mindful of Hashem's existence, then he'll most likely do the right thing. Most of the time, correct. Most of the time, it's not that, oh, we're horrible. We don't think about it. You get caught up, you get involved in this, and you're watching this, and you're watching that, and you forget about Hashem, and then we make mistakes. So the halacha is built in a way that we should be mindful of Hashem. So we do things like that. So the mezuzah is one of those constant reminders. You walk by a mezuzah, some people kiss it. The point is not to kiss it, the point is to think about it. Oh, that's Shema. It's like thinking about, oh, Shema, as you walk by the mezuzah every day. That's what he says. Miyad hu chozer ledaito. This is the assumption of the halacha, that the Torah and Chazal build in these reminders, and once we have these reminders, then we'll be likely more careful in our avodas Hashem. Continue. Amru chachamim harishonim kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin berosho v'zro v'tzitzis bibigdo u'meduzo v'pischo muchzak hu shelo yechta. Woo! You're wearing tefillin and tzitzis, you have mezuzah, you won't do a chet. Sheyesh lo maskirin rabim, you have all these reminders. V'hein ha'malachim shematzilin oso milachto, and he save him from sin. Shenemar chone malach Hashem sabibu yer v'ichaltzeim b'rich rachman adesayim. This is the message of mezuzah. Remind ourselves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the world. There's Torah, there's mitzvos, there's God, and then we'll avoid chait. Now most of us don't do this, but it's a good habit to get into. It's very hard to change a habit overnight, so you start small. You start small. So I'm encouraging you today, not tomorrow, to work out one time a day where you stop at the mezuzah and think about it. One time a day. Let's say I live in a house. So I try to do this. The first time I leave the house, and when I come home, in other words, really, it should be every time. But not all of us can do it every time, because it's just too many things going on in our lives. Choose one time a day where I'm going to focus and think about when I walk by the mezuzah, you touch it or you look at it. Hashem exists. Hashem is here. I believe in Hashem. You got it? It's a very good idea. It's a constant reminder. A lot of us, I'm sure many of us, you wear tefillin, so when you're wearing tefillin, so you think differently. You feel differently about yourself. So passing by the mezuzah should be something similar. That's what the mezuzah is supposed to be. Now, there's an amazing video recording, which you guys saw at the end of Shana Aleph. Rabbi Dr. Twersky's video a couple years ago. They see it every year, right? It's a very powerful video, and it's about I forget the title. It's about the temptations and the challenges of technology facing teenagers nowadays. He gave it to adults, and if you listen carefully to his speech, it's direct. It's a Musar Shmuz to the parents. If you listen to it carefully. Correct. It's a Musar Shmuz to the parents. And basically what he was saying is that how our kids deal with these things starts with how we approach them. If the kids imitate their parents, if the children see us acting a certain way, there's a better chance that they'll act the same way and vice versa. And so one example, the famous example is, you want your kid not to talk in shul because it embarrasses you, and then you talk in shul, so then he sees you talking in shul, so how's that going to work? He's easy talking in shul. If you want your child not to talk in shul, don't talk in shul, just don't talk. That's an obvious example. We want our kids to take Shabbos seriously, so if you bring the New York Times to the Shabbos table, so then your kids aren't going to take the Shabbos table seriously. If you bring anything else to the table, either Zmiros, or stories, or a Dvar Torah, or anything pleasant. In our family, we like, H.com has family Parsha stories. They're very pleasant stories. There's always, two friends, they get into a fight, and in the end, one has good mitos, and then everything works out. Something like that. And then there are questions at the end for like 3-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds. Whatever. That's what we found. We found stories work. Some families, Zmiros normally, at least some of the kids like. Zmiros is good. Stories normally everyone likes. And Divrei Torah, lighter Divrei Torah, you try. Is that clear? So it's up to you, the parents. And then he said as follows. He said, if we want our kids to take life seriously, and we the parents, spend 2 or 3 hours watching TV every night. So that's what our kids pick up. So he said he'd like to make a new mitzvah. A mitzvah to kiss the television. So most people walk into the house and they kiss the mezuzah and watch TV for 2 hours. He'd rather us kiss the TV for a second and go stare at the mezuzah for 2 hours. Just for that joke, it's worth hearing the shir. He said it better. You understand? Come into your house, go kiss your mezuzah, kiss your TV, half a second, and then go stare at your mezuzah for 2 hours, and then you'll have a Torah home. You'll think about the message of mezuzah. It's a big challenge. So that's mezuzah, and that's where he said correctly. He said there is no reason in God's earth that a 12-year-old boy should have an iPhone. That's what he said on that thing. I think he's right. So anyway, guys, this is the message of mezuzah, and I would suggest start with once a day. Choose that one time, but have every day. That when I walk by the mezuzah, I'm going to think about it. It might be the first time you leave Pojo in the morning. It might be when you come back. It might be the first time you enter the, choose a time that this is my official check the mezuzah time. Not just to kiss it, but to actually think about it for a second. To think about it for a second. For 2 seconds. 5 seconds is a very long time. And for us nowadays, very long time. To think about it for a few seconds Hashem exists. There is, I believe in Hashem. There are mitzvos. Okay. And it reminds us to get past the Hevlei Hazman. It's a very good idea. You got it? That's the famous Rambam. And one more thing. I just want to reiterate. Most people do chataim when they're not thinking about Hashem. It's not that, oh, I'm rebelling. I know God is there, and I'm thinking about God, and I don't care. I'm rebelling. Most people aren't like that. We're not mindful. Once we're mindful, the chance of chet goes way down. So that's the message of mezuzah, to be mindful of Hashem. Good. Yes, yes, and yes.